Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Tuesday, right?
Yes, Tuesday.
Typically, we'd start with, and I guess for now we have. I want to take just another second and start with this.
What's going on, bud?
The game between the Vikings and the Rams last night had to be played in a different state.
Yeah.
Because of the wildfires, they brought out Rachel Platten after a moment of silence just to honor Los Angeles. And I thought that was a moving moment.
That's really cool.
And I thought it would be nice to give it its due this morning on the radio as well.
This song just like instant goosebumps, though.
I had 9/11 chills.
Yeah.
The moment they brought back football to New York and they had all those firefighter helmets and hats. And again, we are honoring the people that run into the thing we run away from.
Yeah.
And that's pretty darn cool.
Very brave.
Regardless of your feelings of LA and celebrity life and all of that, there are still people's homes that take our derecho and it's not done yet.
Right.
And we, I don't know what the containment number, yesterday was like 13%. 13.
Yeah.
We got a ways to go. And the weather was not supposed to cooperate yesterday.
No, not really. It's so sad because you're right. There is like, oh, we heard about this celebrity and this celebrity, but we're not hearing about or all of the people
yes.
affected who are not
among the big homes are everybody else's houses.
Yeah.
And they're all getting destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was a cool move. And LA, the Rams now look like a team on a mission. You just never know where that inspiration's going to come from.
Totally.
So not to get overly sportsy, but that was an interesting moment where life and sports kind of collided yesterday. Now we'll see what happens in the world of like the award shows.
They're making some moves. Yeah. There have been a couple of announcements about how we have to be a little bit flexible.
Sure.
The Grammys are trying to raise money in addition to having the Grammys. So a lot of the week's worth of events leading up to the Grammys have already been.
I don't know if you've got this story because I think it broke yesterday, but like delaying the announcement of the Oscars.
Yep.
So voting is still open. So that's still going on too.
Right, right. So it's all just about being flexible.
Right.
In a time where it's like, we still have to have containment numbers. And,
sure.
Yeah. So working on getting all of that.
That's all they can do at this point.
Because that's kind of like, it's big business this time of year. It's
for that neck of the woods. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the end of that last year. Let's go into this year. That's what they do. There's always, it's awards for TV. It's awards for music. It's awards for actors.
Weirdly, kind of their busy season, right?
Yes.
A lot of people that would normally be out promoting things and getting dressed up, and it's not really a...
And again, who did you tell? It was Gene Smart from Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe we just don't have the award shows.
Maybe we skip that this year and put all that money
still
that we
award
would put
them,
in.
Right?
Yeah.
But a nicely worded letter.
Exactly.
Congratulations, you
exactly.
won.
Exactly.
I regret to inform you, it didn't win, right?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just like back when we applied for your very first job, right? You just watched or your college.
Yeah.
You're just waiting to see if your Oscar got accepted.
You just get something like, even like getting things in the mail, that's a difficult thing,
yes.
right? Like,
That just took me right back to the derecho. Every 2 weeks, because I think there was a rule, I'd have to go back to the Blair's Ferry Road post office.
Yep.
And I have to maintain holding my mail.
I know.
Please continue to hold my mail.
There's so many
and they
things.
Got it.
Like,
but
I understand what you guys are going through. We kind of, like, not the same
no.
natural disaster, but we've gone through it.
The
right?
concept, grief and loss is one thing. Just the concept of disruption.
Mm-hmm.
That wholeheartedly we understand.
And anybody who's just like, I've completely lost my home and all of my worldly possessions.
Yes.
And I have to start over. That's a scary thing.
Oh, totally.
And we understand. Yeah.
And will they do it there? Were we part of this conversation? It came up somewhere that Utah is now the new Los Angeles. For some reason, it looks like celebrities.
What?
Yes.
They're all going to Utah?
Possibly Utah. I don't know if it's tax structure.
What if they stay?
Some of them, you know, had been going to Montana for a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, will the hoi polloi, the big dollars, will they not
homes?
Rebuild in California and like just... be in the Mountain West.
This will all be fascinating. We'll just have to, you know, wait and see what happens
and
moving
this is,
forward.
This is a story decades in the making.
Yeah, totally.
We're not even out of the preface.
Nope.
Right? It just started.
Absolutely.
This is the best of times, worst of times. It's just the first sentence.
Oh, yeah. It'll be.
And then we go from there.
You're right. 10 years plus of still rebuilding
minimum,
and figuring things out.
For
sure. Heartbreaking stuff. And then Lake Superior State.
Lake Superior State. That sounds like a college.
Yes, okay. It is a college. They put together a list of the words that we should not carry with us into the new year.
Is this, do they give this list annually?
Yeah, they consistently put out this list.
So we're going to send these to the grave,
yes.
Right? These are words. If I had a celebrity death list for words,
yes,
they would be on it.
They want to put a couple of words on that list, including cringe.
I'm good with that.
It is overused. Everything is cringe. Everything can't be cringe. So now cringe means nothing. Stop using it.
It's kind of like amazing.
Yes.
But the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's either cringe or amazing. And as someone who is frequently told she is cringe by her
child. Oh my God.
In your face. that was just.
No, college said you can't say that. In your face.
That was a personal editorial. Sorry. That made me feel good. Game changer. You know, that's like one of those buzz business things.
Yeah.
You guys, this is going to be a game changer. It's going to be a game changer. Really, they don't end up being that big a deal. So let's just skip it, shall we?
Okay.
Okay.
Era. Anything to clean up language, I'm in for.
Era.
Yes.
Everybody, ever since Taylor Swift, everybody's in their whatever era.
I think now that
the pink sweater era.
Now that the tour is over.
Yeah.
I think that will naturally dissipate.
I think so too. I don't think we have to think about that one too hard. Hopefully we'll just kind of just let it wind down a little bit. And sorry, kids, but they also included skibbity. Skibbity to go.
I live in a world where I don't hear that word.
You are so lucky. You are so lucky, friend. Because
How many cringes and skibbities do you get on a daily basis?
A lot. And I thought I knew what skibbity meant, and I don't think it means what I thought it meant. So let's just stop using it if we can't agree on what the meaning is.
Agreed. You know what? I want to make a donation to this college. What is it again?
Lake Superior State.
Lake Superior State.
I'm with you. Let's make a nice donation from the Morning Scramble.
Let's get a sweatshirt.
Yes.
Yes. A bumper sticker.
We are going to be so cringe.
Let's become honorary alumni. Is that possible?
Yes.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm cupping my ear. Okay. I want to hear it.
Here is the deal. You know, sometimes life is just like, here is everything. All at the same time. All at once.
Check your calendar.
Yeah.
I did that this morning.
Yeah.
While I'm brushing my teeth, I'm looking at my calendar.
I know. And for whatever reason, everything in January is just all, it all perfectly aligns. Like, I can do it all. It's just very busy, especially coming off a December where it was like, not much going on.
You went into, like, from Christmas to New Year, it was, like, quiet.
It was quiet.
Yeah.
It was calm. And now it's kind of chaos-y. So I'm pretty psyched. I mean, it's too bad that he's not feeling well. But I'm pretty psyched that we had an email from our boss this morning that we are canceling two meetings today.
Two meetings are off the calendar?
Hallelujah!
That is found time.
It is. It is. I'm sorry.
That's like having a 26-hour day. We just got 2 hours back.
I can do so many activities. I don't know. Can we go to breakfast? I can be so productive. Can we go get some breakfast?
Breakfast? A planning breakfast.
Yeah, okay. Then it's a business
breakfast.
Business breakfast. Let's do a business breakfast with some sort of flaky croissant thing.
You want a croissant?
A croissant?
You know what I haven't had in a while? I want a waffle.
Okay, we need to find a place that has
waffle.
A croissant and a waffle.
A flaky croissant and a waffle.
And a waffle.
A heavenly restaurant where we could celebrate having two meetings canceled today.
Yeah.
And a flaky croissant and a waffle.
Roll around in a bunch of carbs, it sounds like.
And they have to have the right type of chocolate milk for producer Ben.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
It can't just be the squirt in the bottle and stir.
No, thank you.
It's got to be pre-mixed chocolate milk or he will throw it in your face.
He won't be having that, okay?
He will throw it in your face.
We have to find the perfect location.
Okay, well, that won't take nearly 2 hours. We just got 2 hours of our day back.
That is
fantastic.
That's so great.
Well, now that I know I'm going to breakfast, I might have to hold back on my enjoyment of large fruit this morning.
What?
Well, yesterday I told you about the world of the Shinko pear. They're sold in 3 packs. It's about the size of a softball.
Yeah, it's a big pear.
And I inspired my neighbor Barb to tell me about another unusually large piece of Jurassic fruit, and I want to introduce it to you now. Claire, this is the sumo clementine. This is a cutie, full size.
I think it's an orange.
No, it's not. It is not an orange.
At some point, doesn't it just become an orange?
No, it is a hybrid of a mandarin, an orange, and a Japanese citrus called the Satsuma. Feel this thing. It's heavy.
Okay.
That is a sumo.
This is a baseball-size clementine.
Yes, so now I have softball and baseball-sized fruit to enjoy today.
It does seem to have a thinner skin.
Oranges, navel or whatever, always seem to be just a little dry on the outside, like when you peel. That thing just feels like it's just going to burst with juice.
And it's got like a little nubbin.
It's almost like a honey bell, but it's not.
A honey bell?
Yeah. I guess isn't that a type of orange?
A honey bell orange?
Or are those apples?
You know a lot more about produce than I do.
I sure do.
I just know apples, where does all bananas, this,
yeah.
oranges.
No, Claire. No. You have to try my favorite pear now, the Shinko pear, and now the sumo clementine. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Are you going to have massive fruit every day this week?
It's my goal. Massive fruit week.
If you know of a massive fruit that Dan and Eric Hansen needs to try.
You know what I just realized?
Please call.
That's a massive amount of fiber.
Yeah.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. According to court documents, a Texas man sent sexually violent messages from his ex account to Caitlin Clark. And then drove to Indianapolis.
No.
55-year-old Michael Lewis from Denton, Texas, charged with one count of stalking, threatening sexual battery, or death. He was arrested on Sunday. Last night, the Cedar Rapids Community School Board approved the purchase of land intended for the construction of a future middle school they need to replace Harding. The proposed site is located off of Highway 100 in Northeast Cedar Rapids, will better serve the growing population in that part of the city. Currently, Harding has space limitations, so they can't construct a new school there. Also, it costs much more to retrofit and renovate and then to build new.
Yeah.
So this new site would provide a new opportunity for a state-of-the-art middle school. The land alone was $7.5 million. That was a non-vote thing because they've got PEPL funds.
Okay.
So it's not like you're going to see a tax implication there. However, to have a new school built, that's going to require a bond initiative. So look for that coming up sometime in 2025.
As someone who has been on tour of all of our area middle schools with girls basketball lately.
Uh-huh.
These middle schools are atrocious. I had no idea.
It's kind of like the metaphor for what being in middle school is like, is it not?
Yeah. They not pretty.
It's like grade school, everything's shiny new because you're going to school.
Right.
And high school's like, it's high school.
But
middle school's like, oh God, it's like everything has a zit.
I feel like every middle school's like, well, it used to be something else.
Yes.
And now we make it work to be a middle school. And it's like, the girls can't do a basketball out of bounds because there is no out of bounds because this is an elementary school
gym. Just pretend that they're out of bounds right now.
Yeah.
So that's some progress with your Cedar Rapids School District. Okay, I told you, when the U.S. Navy says, hey, we need to shout out a local seaman for his great work, you say, sir, yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
The Navy Office of Community Outreach, their job is to go around the world and find sailors and shipmen and women, and then report back to their hometowns like, this is the work they're doing. Just got back from the South China Sea after speaking with gunner's mate, Seaman Daniel Martin of Cedar Rapids.
What?
He was working aboard the USS Princeton, a guided missile cruiser, which has about 330 people on board. So this is above water. He's not in a sub.
Okay.
But he's in a thing that can take down lots of things.
Something serious.
The picture I saw, and I get these about once every 4 or 5 months. They give you just enough to go, well, that's kind of cool. And then you don't know what's going on. He's basically holding a bullet. And to give you an idea of the size of this bullet, the best representation I can give you is the leg lamp from A Christmas Story.
Wow.
And that's a bullet.
Yeah.
It's a 5-inch gun. It's an MK-45. And he's in the process of holding it, getting ready to load it. It also looks like it's very, very heavy.
I bet.
Yeah. And I'm also guessing it's also fragile. Do not drop it.
Don't.
But how cool. And thanks for his service. For spending time on the high China seas, gunner mate seaman Daniel Martin of Cedar Rapids. Sir, you've got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Sad announcement from Jessica Simpson and her husband, Eric Johnson. They have broken up after 10 years of marriage. They share three kids together, their daughter Maxwell, son Ace, and their daughter Birdie. The announcement, the official, you know, here's what I have to say on this. Eric and I have been living separately, navigating a painful situation in our marriage. Our children come first, and we're focusing on what's best for them. We're grateful for all the love and support that has been coming our way and appreciate privacy right now as we work through this as a family. People started noticing that they were spending some time not together as early as October of last year. They were spotted a couple times without wearing wedding rings.
Interesting.
So there have been some rumors here and there, despite her sister Ashley Simpson saying, nope, nope, everything's fine.
Which is the only thing she can say.
Right? It's none of her business, right? It's like not my news to share with everybody. So it's official. They've decided to go their separate ways. Sad news, but yeah. Happier news.
Yes.
Yesterday, Travis Kelce was on the Pat McAfee show, and Pat McAfee asked him if perhaps we might be hearing some more Taylor Swift music from Taylor this year in 2025.
And
Travis Kelce had this to say, which was interesting.
I'm listening.
There might be a few tracks. I hear music everywhere, he said. He said he can't say more about Taylor's music, but that he's in a lavender haze and he enjoys watching his girlfriend's mastermind work.
Is the equivalent of listening to her songs that aren't released yet the same as him showing her the Chiefs football playbook?
Probably.
Right.
Like you can't do that to somebody else, right? This is your business, not my business. But for him, to his point, like, I hear so many songs, it's hard to say what
he doesn't know
has been.
Yeah.
Keeping it straight. What has
is
been released?
Is that the final version? Is that something you've been working on for 20 years? Did you just write that right now?
Is that from or like an unreleased track from this album? Or is that something that like you're working on for a future album that's top secret? He said, I'll never chime in on Taylor's music, but I am here to support it. I'm here to see where it can go, which is very supporting.
He's saying the right thing.
That's right, Travis. Good job. I know you like to talk.
That's husband material.
I hope so. Okay, there is a video of Justin Timberlake that got posted. And now, to be fair, I don't know when the video was taken, but the video was shared with a caption, why is Justin Timberlake so mean? OMG. The video is Justin out and about. He gets approached by a group of kids and they're like, roll down your window. Dude, it's Justin Timberlake. It's Justin Timberlake. And then they have this, I guess, awkward interaction. He tells them to get out of here, you bleeping kids.
I'm on his side.
I know. They're challenging him to a race. And that's like,
do you want a race? Do you want something?
No, I don't want to race you. I don't want to race you. You can't get in a race.
No.
With Justin Timberlake.
He's not having a good year right now. Leave him alone.
No. So some people are like, yeah, you guys, that's not him being mean. That's just celebrities having boundaries. And you're
Which
pushing.
Is fair.
Yes, totally, totally fair. He gets to be a person. You can't just be at him all the time. Did he need to use profanity? No.
I'm okay with it.
But Eric ships for it.
I'll go with it.
I think it's fine. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Look at these vision boards. I feel like I'm at a museum. I'm trying to step back, cross my arms, and just take it all in.
And then see if you see something in the bigger picture of our 2025 vision boards.
What was the intention of the artist?
Huh.
What does that stroke or line mean in that? What was that, the choice of coloring there?
What were they trying to go for?
Well, let's start with producer Ben's. I'm a big fan. This guy likes to go to Riverside. He's been known to play the scratchers a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Having a vision of actually making some money, I have to embrace. Now, whether it's through some sort of gambling approach, we have pitch so many producer Ben Benter prizes opportunities. One of these has got to land.
Yeah.
Right.
Somebody, we have to find an investor somewhere.
For sure. So big bucks, I'm a big fan of. I love Santa Claus rubbing a car. I just find that funny.
That's funny. And you know what? That is a good, achievable goal. As commander of the Z102.9 fleet, Ben always strives to have us have clean cars, but he personally wants to have a clean vehicle too.
Which, Talk about the simplest of visions for yourself.
Yeah.
Just know to go to the car wash a few more times. There's so many of them, and buying those memberships are so, so easy. Right?
Absolutely.
He has everything from smiling more. He learned about loving vacation, being off last year. He wants to do that some more this year. Being on his, or being off of his phone, volunteering.
I like that he included Left Shark as a reminder to, you know, do your own thing.
Exactly. We're giving you kind of an audio tour right now of the pages you're going to look at on the Z102.9 Facebook page. So that's producer Ben. There's me, kind of a thinner vision board compared to you guys, but very attainable. I started yesterday. Nothing is everything. I took a bin of documents to a shredder yesterday.
Just get it done.
So that bin is officially now out of my garage. That goal of getting the back area, which is mostly storage, and it just has so many of those plastic tubs from my parents' house, from all the stuff we took from their basement. The goal is to clean that out. So that journey has started. I also have everything. I've got a lunch with some friends planned for Thursday.
Perfect.
My let's do lunch goal.
I like that you included Steve Carell because the number one comment on a lot of our videos is that you sound like Steve Carell. If we can manage to get Steve Carell as a guest on this program, that'd be crazy.
I don't know where to start that journey.
No, I do not either. But if anybody else does, help us out.
If you are 1 degree away from Steve Carell, I'd love to know. Also, it has been a dream of mine since the Morning Scramble has started to do our show on water, just to kind of prove the fact that we could do our show on a boat.
It's totally possible. Has it been done before? No.
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
I'd like to do it for the first time. So that, of course, is not going to happen now. That's going to happen down the road. As you look at yours, a day removed from announcing these, you still feel pretty good about it?
I feel great. I feel like they're achievable. I also, like Ben, want to do some volunteering.
Yeah.
I also know that there's a couple of things that my kids want to do. We want to do some traveling. I've got Beyonce on there because they want to see a concert. I'm like, that's an easily attainable goal for my family in 2025.
I think you're planning to tackle one of your girls' bedrooms.
Yes.
New year, new space.
New year, new space. Total redesign for a teenager. And then I want to just, you know, work on some Morning Scramble stuff. I want to do pork or treat instead of chick or treat.
I've been informed that you're doing that. It is not happening at my house.
Okay. You know what? My neighborhood was actually disappointed that we only had potatoes.
I got the chickens. I'll take potatoes this year.
Okay. You have potatoes. I'll do.
Fair enough. Here's what I want everybody to do now. Go through and notice the overlap. Volunteering. You and I both have traveling on our boards to a very specific place. Ben and I both have football on our boards.
Interesting. We didn't notice this.
Where can we find those opportunities to jump on things that we know are going to benefit the group as a whole because 66% of us want to do it?
Yeah, I think those places where we have overlap, like that's where we need to start. We start tackling those things where we like, you know, we could cross it off of two people's boards.
Well, we got one right now. And we are ready to go, and we're going to get this thing crossed off by next week. Which item is it, and how did this come to be? Join us as we get one of our visions taken care of on our vision boards.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Something interesting has developed with our vision boards. We have crossover. Last year, you and I had pickleball, and that was it.
Yeah. Otherwise, we had some very specific goals and things that we wanted to attain either personally or on the show. And that was the only goal that we had in common.
Right now, Ben and I have football. Ben wants to go to an NFL game. He's never been to one. I'm trying to go to three in a weekend.
Yeah.
You and I have Disney.
Yeah. We both want to go to Disney. You want to live there.
There's a convention.
There's a nerd. There's a fan convention.
I want to go to that. Your family's never gone. And by the way, why don't you go when I'm going and then we'll just plan it out.
Oh, there you go.
That makes a lot more sense. And then you and Ben, I love how it's also triangulating perfectly. You and Ben both have volunteering on yours.
Exactly. And it's in the exact same spot. Upper left corner, we both want to do some more volunteering. We did a couple of little service projects last year and it was really fun. And I'd like to continue that in 2025. Maybe even do some more. And actually, I think we have a perfect opportunity right out the gate.
We do. Let's circle back to a conversation from September of 2024.
Whoa.
I take you back to Venmo Mom Momtiversary. Do you remember this?
I do. A mom went viral because she considered herself to be a Venmo mom, which is a mom that does not want to volunteer her time in the classroom. But if you need money, she will Venmo you in a heartbeat.
Well, one of those calls that came in had a very specific angle on getting people to either give money or to volunteer. And this is that phone call. So we talked to her a little bit off air. She's in charge of the Linmar concession stands.
And we're like, well, that's too bad that nobody wants to volunteer for your concession stand, because those concessions, I mean, depending on who's running the booth, that can make some really big money for some of our schools.
Growing up, the sports and music boosters would run the concession stands, and my mom was in charge of a lot of that. I would also volunteer a couple times during basketball season, because I wasn't on the, I was a stat guy for the men's team, but if it was a girls' night or maybe volleyball, I would work the concession stand in Washington. I loved it.
We had clubs that would rotate through, so I remember for FFA, we would take at least a month of basketball season, and so Friday nights, we'd all had to kind of rotate through and volunteer.
Well, if you look at the calendar right now for Linmar, there is a girls' basketball game coming up next Tuesday against Iowa City High.
Oh, you don't say.
I don't say. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice if the Morning Scramble could help? There is two JV games. There are two JV games, and then there's a varsity game as well. This is the perfect opportunity to cross volunteering off of our list, as we will become helpers at the Linmar concession stand for girls basketball next Tuesday.
They need volunteers. We want to volunteer. This is perfect.
What will be your go-to responsibility or role working a concession stand?
Okay. Strengths. I am very organized.
Yes.
I could organize the candy.
Okay.
And fill those orders.
Lovely.
I know how to pop popcorn.
Yes.
At
that level, though, because it's like the big machine with the door. Okay.
Oh,
you've
done
that before?
Yeah, I've done that before.
All right.
And I don't want to do the money, and I don't want to mess with pop.
Why not pop?
It's sticky.
Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I was the fastest kid who could swap out the CO2 tubes.
What?
And the canisters back in the day. I know how those pop machines work left and right.
You were like a childhood bartender, weren't you?
I was. That's a great point. I didn't know my skill was developing then. I was also working part-time at the country club where I was slinging drinks. I just couldn't take them on the floor because I was 18.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could bartend. I could do pop.
Okay, your drinks.
I can do beverages. I also don't mind doing money.
Great. You know what? This is working out perfectly.
Now, producer Ben is also volunteering, too.
This is good.
So that's, I think we're bringing in a well-rounded concession stand team.
I say if there's anything that has anything to do with meat, that's a producer Ben responsibility.
Meat, a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Get a hamburger out of the steamer.
Yep.
What about nachos?
Ooh,
who,
ooh.
Among the three of us, who would put together the best nacho?
Who is in charge of that sack of cheese?
The sack of cheese, the bladder of cheese.
Who's going to get the cheese bladder into the container?
Can I say something that I don't want you to get mad at me?
What?
It reminds me a lot of a bladder of wine when they come in a box.
I know exactly how to handle those.
That's you.
I'm on cheese bladder.
You should do that.
I'll do cheese bladder.
Tuesday night, next Tuesday, we are your concession stand hosts coming up at Linmar High School.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
In our effort to enter the year 2025 with our vision boards, the word volunteer showed up on yours and producer Ben's. And if you don't believe me, it's on the Z Facebook page right now in the exact same location on your vision board, upper left-hand corner.
That's the weird thing. It. I guess I'm not as surprised that we have some overlapping things, because there are a number of different things that either you and Ben both have on your boards or Ben and I both have on our boards. It's just the fact that Ben and I put volunteer in the exact same position on the board.
People read left to right. Do you think this is like the top item for both of you guys?
It's a high priority and something that we want to tackle right away. Why not, since it's on both of our boards in that position, get to it right away in 2025?
Well, we have been, for lack of a better term, we've been summoned to the hallowed halls of education. Specifically, to Lynn Mar, this request to volunteer dates back all the way to September when we were doing Momtroversy. She's the volunteer coordinator for the Lynn Mar concession stands, and that was back in September, and there was an hope and effort for us to maybe do a football game, and schedules just didn't work out.
No, but you know what? That concession stand remains a thing even through basketball season, wrestling. They had that concession stand open for all of their activities, so we thought, let's just get our, you know, roll up our sleeves here in 2025 and do something.
Well, coming up on Tuesday, January the 21st, the Morning Scramble is going to get volunteering going on our vision boards. We will be volunteering and working the Lynn Mar High School concession stand. That is a girls' basketball night. I believe they are taking on City High.
Ooh, this is going to be a good game and a great opportunity to get something crossed off our vision boards right away.
We've got JV games, and then the actual varsity game will start at 7:30. And I just knowing we go to bed earlier, I think we could at least commit to work that thing through halftime.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So volunteering, asterisk, sorry, can't clean up.
We're the greatest volunteers.
Exactly.
Also, we cannot help clean up.
I am pumped to do this. I'm so excited.
I am too. Do you have experience in the
yes
concession?
Many times.
I never did a football concession stand because that was a little bit more involved.
Student groups and clubs were able to take a percentage of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So like, we did school plays. I think the school band would also work. So I played football.
Yeah.
So not those, but like women's or girls basketball or volleyball, wrestling, I would work concession stands sometime.
Yeah.
To make a little bit of money for usually the arts department at our high school.
I raised money for the FFA because we had basketball. So during basketball season, we would be in that concession area. This is going to be just like going back to high school.
Well, we are so excited to take part. We are so excited to be part of what's going to be happening at Lynn Mar coming up for that girls basketball matchup with City High. That's all happening on the next Tuesday, the 21st. And big thanks to a big shout out. That random phone call during Momtroversy is the one that got us tied into this.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for offering to let us volunteer.
She wants to thank us.
Good morning. Hey, I'm the one that got you going on the Lynn Mar volunteering. I just heard that on the radio.
Yeah, yay! We're all ready to go next Tuesday.
That's so exciting, except for my son plays boys, so I'll be out of town.
You'll be in Iowa City, right?
Yes.
Dang it.
Also, I wanted to tell you that the pop is all in bottles, so you're
okay.
Right there.
Okay,
so that's simplified. You don't have to change any CO2 containers?
Well, I'll still try to. What's maybe the most surprising thing we don't know that is served at a Lynn Mar concession stand? Do you guys do walking tacos?
Walking tacos. There's really good pretzels.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Pretzels. Okay.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, gosh, yes.
We're excited.
Asking for a friend. Let's say I eat a pretzel while I'm working. Do I have to pay for it?
No, you actually, when you volunteer, you get one drink and one food.
One drink and one food?
One drink, one food!
One drink, one food!
Woo!
I would have volunteered a long time ago.
I know. Let's make it count, too.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.